It is great to have with us here today, Thomas Yezzi. He is the CEO of NewTek Biosciences, based in beautiful Minnetonka, Minnesota. And good enough to be with us here today on AIM 1480 KAUS to talk about a dedicated animal-free peptone manufacturing facility to be built right here in Austin. That announcement coming out here recently and actually in a news release yesterday. And Thomas, again, thank you so much for being with us here today on KAUS. Greatly appreciated. And I guess to start things off here, first off, to our listeners that might be unfamiliar, what is it exactly that that NewTek does, or that you that your business manufactures, and what I guess first started the process of building this manufacturing facility here in Austin?
Yes, so NewTek is really an innovative manufacturer of industrial ingredients that are used in the development and manufacturing of pharmaceuticals. We manufacture the raw materials that are used to make next generation pharmaceuticals, which are commonly referred to as biologics. These require animal-free components that are used in the media or the food for the cells and bacteria that ultimately are used to produce the pharmaceuticals. And we've really been in this business for over 10 years, manufacturing and supplying these products to the pharmaceutical industry. And as this business was growing, we looked at expansion opportunities. And that's really what brought us to Austin, Minnesota. It was a very competitive and extensive process where we were looking for the right location. And really what we saw is the assets in and around the city of Austin and potential collaboration opportunities were just very appealing to us. Austin has a very rich manufacturing background combined with health technology and innovation in the area. It really set, Austin apart. And these are things like Minnesota's Medical Alley Cluster, the Hormel Institute, healthcare institutions like the Mayo Health System, the University of Minnesota. And then on top of all that, it was located right off of Interstate 90. So all those together just made it really stand apart from over other 20 other communities that we ultimately looked at.
Okay, and I guess the next question here this morning, Thomas, I guess we got kind of some specifics about the plant. How large it's going to be, how many jobs, things of that sort. It's going to be a great facility, and could you tell us more about, again, like some of the specifics of what will actually be built here in Austin?
Yes, it's really a state-of-the-art spray drying facility that is probably over 60,000 square feet. It will produce 35 to 40 higher paying jobs that we would say are very long term type of jobs. And the other thing is that we are really we are a manufacturer, and this is just our first phase that we look at. That there's just other opportunities for us to bring additional manufacturing into the area.
Okay. And, I guess, like you said, you guys have been in business for over 10 years. And this, really, I guess, from what you guys do, kind of really seems to be the wave of the future, hence the expansion. And obviously, hopefully, you continue to see things headed that way. But, like you said, as mentioned, you're always looking to expand. And hopefully, that obviously will remain the case for your business and maybe here in Austin. Would you agree? Or?
Oh, absolutely. We're putting this facility at the Creekside Business Park, and there's a lot of opportunities there for expansion. And we really, we focus on the supply chain to the pharmaceutical industry, but some of our goals are to take this from the supply chain, from the raw material supply right up through the actual manufacturing of some of these active pharmaceuticals.
Okay, and then like you were mentioning earlier, with the, like you said, kind of medical alley here with I-90, with the Hormel Institute here in Austin, and of course Mayo over in Rochester, an ideal situation for you guys. And that was, like you said, one of the main factors in your expansion here to Austin, or building plant here in Austin. Would you say was the, I guess, kind of the main reason that that you're expanding here?
Yeah, absolutely. We just look at it, because we are a manufacturer, we see this type of facility being ideally suited for sort of an outstate area like outstate Minnesota. And then when we were looking through the different communities, you know, we saw things with, Hormel and the Hormel Institute. And, you know, a lot of big food companies really are looking for this bridge from food to pharma. And our materials that we produce, you know, really can help in that sector. So we really looked at it as this opportunity between, you know, the technologies that are at the Hormel Institute as well as, things related to manufacturing in the industrial ingredient sector.
All right. Well, Thomas, thanks so much for your time here today on AM 1480 KUS. We greatly appreciate it. Again, Thomas Yezzi, the CEO of New Tech Biosciences based in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Good enough to be with us here today on KUS. Thomas, again, thanks so much for your time today. Great information for us. We appreciate you being with us. And again, welcome to Austin. Thanks for your time. And maybe we'll talk again somewhere down the road.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jason.